And welcome to Relationship Rewind on WERU FM 89.9 Blue Hill. I'm your host, Carrie Clark, the Prevention and Youth Services Coordinator at Next Step Domestic Violence Project. Often, young people are expected to just know how to be in relationships in healthy and equal ways, but we learn through the examples of relationships given to us. And a big place we see these examples is in the media we watch. That's why this show uses media like movies and TV shows to start conversations about harmful and unhealthy behaviors in the relationships portrayed. But this is not to pass judgment on the media that we're discussing. Every month, we invite young people in Maine to give their perspective and to voice their thoughts, opinions, and experiences around what they've seen in media and how it has impacted them or the people they know. There are sensitive materials in and spoilers of the media we discuss. We're excited to continue our series on the after films today. It has been important to hear the perspectives of guests with such varied experiences on what are very popular movies enjoyed by a large audience. Our guest this month is local high school student Bree. And we discussed the toxic behaviors in the film After We Fell, a romantic drama, and the third installment in the After Film series, based on the novels by Anna Todd. The story follows Tessa as she prepares to move to Seattle for her dream job, causing tension in her turbulent relationship with Hardin. As secrets about their families come to light, their relationship is tested by trust issues, emotional struggles, and complicated decisions. If you need support or would like to learn more about dating violence or domestic violence, please reach out to us at Next Step by calling our 24/7 helpline at 1-800-315-5579. You can also find resources for young people on our website at nextstepdvproject.org/4-youth. Keep up with our community events and see upcoming information about our show by following us at Next Step Domestic Violence Project on Facebook or on Instagram at Next Step DV Project Official. I'd like to now introduce Bree for our conversation about the film After We Fell.
But our show is all about breaking down those relationships that we see in the media, that, you know, there are behaviors happening between partners that they're not exactly healthy, but the way that they're being portrayed, it makes it seem like those things are normal or maybe even romantic or things that we should strive to have in our own relationships, you know, but if those things were actually happening to us, it wouldn't feel that way. So I was hoping you could talk a little bit about what your experience has been like growing up and seeing those kinds of things in the media that you watch.
Mm-hmm. So, I've watched romantic and, like, the toxic in the movies or, like, the shows that I've seen, and it kind of relates to how I grew up. Like, I grew up in a toxic home with parents yelling and fighting all the time, and it made it seem like it was normal until I was in a relationship like that, and I was like, ooh, that's not normal. And, I mean, through the movie that we're talking about today, it does seem like it's normal until you've had that background knowledge, and it's really not.
Yeah, it definitely is. Thank you for sharing that. I appreciate that. But that's a really good point. We learn about relationships by what we see around us. And so if we aren't given that good example in our homes, especially, that's the first place that we see those things. And if we are seeing those toxic behaviors, those unhealthy things, the yelling and the screaming that you mentioned, if we're growing up with that, then that is normal for us. And then if that's being reinforced through the movies that we're watching, the shows we're watching, then that's just going to take us longer to realize, you know, these things aren't what I should be experiencing. It's not okay to be treated like that. And then we find ourselves often in relationships where those things start happening to us, and it can be a little bit difficult to navigate that because we're seeing these things constant everywhere when we're growing up. So thank you for sharing that. I
Yes.
really appreciate it. And you mentioned the movie that we're going to be talking about today, which is After We
Fell.
Fell,
Yeah, after we
right?
fell.
Yes. So it's the third movie in the After series of movies. And when we started talking last year about doing this show, you suggested these films. What is it about these films that made you want to talk about them for the show?
Well, Hardin and Tessa, they remind me a lot of me and my ex. Like, I've gone through all the stuff that they've gone through. And it kind of shows you what is normal and what isn't normal. But how do I say this? It more looks like it's normal because they always end up together. Always, no matter what. No matter what they've gone through. And yeah.
It was very relatable for you, and I think that you're not alone in that. I think that a lot of people can probably relate to these films and this behavior that we're seeing between Tessa and Hardin definitely feels normal when you don't have that knowledge of, hey, nobody should be yelling at me, nobody should be manipulating me. I should be able to do the things that I want to do. I should be able to have friends and all of those things. And when you're seeing characters in movies like the After
Yeah.
films, you start to think, well, I guess that's just how it is, right? So having conversations like the one we're having today can be really, really helpful. Can you think of some specific examples from this film, After We Fell? About, where those types of things are happening between Tessa and Hardin that maybe aren't so great, but they might be kind of normalized.
The jealousy and the possessiveness. It's a very normal thing, especially for young teenagers in 2025, for jealousy to be a big thing. It's everywhere, it's in every relationship. But in this movie, when Tessa goes and hangs out with other male friends, you can really see that it bothers Hardin in a way. And it's not like a normal bother, it's like an angry and like comes out very rude to her about hanging out with other males. And that's just like, that's, it's normal nowadays, but it's really shouldn't be in a relationship that's built on trust.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely noticed that as well, not just in this film, but in the previous two as well. And it's not just Hardin. Tessa does the same thing, I
Yeah.
have noticed. But we have to remember that Tessa didn't start out that way. I think what I noticed was after Hardin behaved that way, getting really angry about her, talking to other males or hanging out with other males. She started to kind of do those same things. And so if Hardin would talk to an old friend, like he does in this movie, he meets up with an old friend at a restaurant that they go to together, and she immediately gets jealous. You can see it on her face, and then she starts, liking the attention from the waiter that they have, and so it becomes sort of like a, can I make him jealous now? Because now I'm feeling jealous, and so it's okay to feel jealous.
Yeah.
We're human beings. We all get jealous, but it's what we do with that jealousy that is the important thing, right? So, we can be jealous that our partner is talking to other people or hanging out with other people. That's fine. But when we start belittling them or trying to make them feel bad or jealous because that's how we feel, that's when it becomes a problem. Are there other specific examples that you can think of where either this jealousy thing comes into play or some other behaviors that are toxic are happening?
Miscommunication and drama, for example, instead of discussing their feelings with both of them, they like keep it inside and then they let their frustrations build up, and this leads to an overload of drama. that could be avoided with communication. And you see this now with grown-ups and young people in relationships, that communication isn't really... It's a key to a relationship. You have to talk about your feelings. You have to talk about what you're, like, thinking about. And a lot of people don't. And this happens a lot in any of these movies of the afters, that they don't talk about how they're feeling, and then they don't talk about what's going on inside their head, and then it leads to them being frustrated with each other, and then they leave each other at sometimes, and then yeah.
Communication was definitely one of the big things that I noticed being an issue in these movies as well. I can think of specifically in this one where they're in the hot tub and they just had like a really nice time together and they're kind of relaxing, and then he purposely brings up, you know, is Trevor a reason that you might want to be going to Seattle, because she has her dream job and she is really excited for an opportunity to go to Seattle and keep pursuing her career. And he brings it up and he is hesitant to even answer because they don't have a healthy communication, and that has been shown over and over again. And then as soon as she even starts to be a little bit honest and vulnerable, he immediately gets up and leaves not only the area, but the house entirely. And then he goes out with the friend that he meets at the restaurant and just tells her, I'm out with Lillian. So there's no communication. He purposely starts this conversation and then gets really, really angry and doesn't let her communicate.
Yeah.
So the communication pieces are really, really big issue. And you mentioned, you know, adults have problems with this. It is a learned thing. Mm-hmm. Communication is not easy, whether you are a teenager or an adult. You have to practice at it, and you have to give the other person an opportunity to communicate to you as well. What do you think the impact could be on young people who are seeing this communication issue happening in these films, or these jealousy issues happening in these films? What might they, you know, come to realize?
I don't know if I'm going to answer this right.
It's however you want to answer it.
Well, it might either start happening more in young relationships, or if they have the knowledge that you need to communicate and you need to open up about how you're feeling, it might happen less. But from me, I don't communicate. I stick to myself. I don't tell you how I'm feeling, and I move by it. I don't really show it. But it's very bad, and it's hard to learn how do I actually communicate healthy. You know what I mean? But it mm-hmm. might either happen more or it might happen less with teenagers watching shows like this.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's spot on. I think it's case by case. Everybody's different. I personally have a very hard time with communication as well. So thank you for sharing that. It's really important to be able to be upfront and honest about that, I think. Especially if we are going to get any better at communicating. And again, it's a practiced skill. It's not something that we're born just knowing how to do. And if we're not shown how to communicate in a healthy way, like if we have parents who are unable to communicate with each other, but also with us, when we're younger, if we are not modeled that, if we don't have any practice in communicating with our parents, with our family members, with our friends, then we're not ever going to get better at it. And so I think having conversations like we're having right now are a crucial step in being able to get better at communicating.
Yeah.
If you're just joining in, this is Relationship Rewind on WERU FM 89.9 Blue Hill. I'm your host, Carrie Clark, And today we're talking with Bree as we continue breaking down the complicated relationship in the After series of films.
I did have one more.
Mm-hmm.
And that was putting their own goals aside for their relationship. For example, like when Tessa wanted to go to Seattle, she put that aside and then put Hardin first. So she priorities Hardin in their relationship. If people don't have the background that you have to, like, the background knowledge that you have to put yourself first before the relationship, or you need to, like, level it out where you're putting your goals and your relationship and you're focusing them on them both, it can be very difficult to not put the relationship first, but it's something that everybody needs to learn. I've gone through it. I've seen multiple of my friends putting their boyfriends or their girlfriends before their friends. Like, your friends aren't going anywhere, but you don't know if that relationship's gonna last. You know what I mean?
I definitely do. I think that's definitely something that we see a lot in these films, and in this one as well. I will say I thought it got a little bit better in this
it
film.
Did.
Of the three so far that we've talked about, this is the one where I felt like both Hardin and Tessa work on themselves, and, you know, really attempt to try those healthy communication pieces. You know, and Hardin's using healthier coping mechanisms because he has a lot of anger issues and tends to get violent. And he is going to the gym and he is giving her space, and he is genuinely happy for her, and he's telling her so for the first time ever. But you're definitely right. We see especially Tessa putting Hardin before her goals and her career. And that's something that we see very often in real life, where people are putting their entire lives on hold, their friendships, their families, for this other person and what this other person wants. And, you know, there's a certain amount of that that goes into very serious relationships, but especially when we're young, it's our time to focus on ourselves and what we want, and to be able to do those things for ourselves. So I think that is a really, really important point. I'm glad that you brought it up, because I do see it in these films a lot. I think what I noticed is there's a lot of like montages of them, you know, doing happy, fun, cute, coupley things in between those really intense fights that we see and those extreme jealousy problems. Or there's a lot of flashbacks in this film to the happier moments in the previous films. And I think it's really important to note that those memories of the good times or those good qualities about somebody can really kind of keep us rooted in a place where we are actually in a very uncomfortable position, where we are not feeling safe, where we are feeling really pretty bad because of something our partner is doing. But we really just hold on to those good things, because relationships don't typically start out with the bad.
Mm-hmm.
They happen along the way, and then we're so confused. It is really, really confusing when we're in that position where we're trying to make a decision about what to do. How do you feel like After We Fell as a whole could impact those who are watching it?
Well, it can impact people that are watching it in multiple different ways. One way it could be that it potentially romanticizes toxic relationships, making it seem that, like, drama is a normal part of love or in a relationship. Or other people might see that the way Hardin and Tessa treat each other isn't normal. But again, if they don't have the background knowledge, that they might not realize that not all relationships should be like that. So, like, if I watched it and I didn't have the relationship I did when I was younger, I would still think that that's all normal. That, like, there should be fighting, and all of the toxicness between each other is normal. But like, since I've had relationships that have acted like that, I know that it's not normal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I think when we don't have that experience, it's a lot harder to watch films like this and think, hey, that's not okay to have happen. And instead, we just see them as kind of, it reinforces
mm-hmm.
those things that we've already come to know about relationships, which might not be a great thing. And we, like we talked about, we don't all grow up in households where there's healthy communication and there is respectful behavior. A lot of us grow up in homes where yelling is a normal thing, or the communication's not healthy, or it's not there at all. We just don't talk about those things. And so how are we supposed to know that it's not only okay to talk about how we're feeling and what we want, but those are things that we should be doing in order to live happy, healthy lives. So given that, what do you think that people watching movies, TV shows, reading books, what do you think people should keep in mind while they are consuming media that could kind of help lessen some of these potential negative impacts that we've mentioned?
I believe that people should keep in their minds that it's not all real. Like, yes, they're real people. Yes, it's a story, but it's not necessarily real. You know what I mean? Like, it might happen once in a while, and yeah, there are some toxic relationships in your household that when you're younger isn't always happy all the time, that in books and movies and shows, they're not always real. They're not always going to be that way. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. They're not real. And it gets brought up a lot in this show. These things that we're consuming, the movies, the shows, they're for entertainment. And we can love these movies and appreciate them as entertainment, but also keep in mind that they're not real. And if we don't have that kind of knowledge, if we're not having conversations like the one we're having today, then I think that it can get really confusing
mm-hmm.
for people who don't have that knowledge. So talking about it is a really good way to make sure people do get that knowledge while they're watching TV shows and movies, because it can have a real impact, even though it's not real. The things that we're seeing aren't real. They do affect real life. So it is important to keep that in mind while we're watching.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention or talk about?
I don't really think so. I think we went over all of it.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I really appreciate you being our guest, Bree. We worked really hard for a long time to try to make it work. So I super appreciate all of your input, and your insight has been phenomenal. I appreciate you sharing parts of yourself. It's a big deal, and being vulnerable. So thank you so much for everything.
Thank you.
I'd like to thank Bree for being our guest speaker this month and having this conversation about After We Fell, the importance of having healthy relationship models in our lives, and what we should all be keeping in mind when consuming media that may reinforce those negative behaviors as normal. You have been listening to Relationship Rewind. I'm your host, Carrie Clark, and I hope you'll join us again next month on the third Tuesday from 4:30 to 5, where we will be continuing this conversation and breaking down another relationship in popular media. You can also listen to our live stream or subscribe to our podcast at weru.org or on the WERU smartphone app. You can also find us on Spotify and Apple Music. If you are a young person in Maine who is interested in being a guest speaker on the show, have ideas of media we could talk about, or you know of a young person who might be interested, please reach out to me at cclark@nextstepdvproject.org. We're also excited to announce that we have several community service opportunities available for young people, from being a guest on our show to helping prepare materials for our youth educators. So if you're looking to get those community service hours in for graduation, reach out to us. If you need support or would like to learn more about dating violence or domestic violence, please reach out to us at Next Step by calling our 24/7 helpline at 1-800-315-5579. You can also find resources for young people on our website at nextstepdvproject.org/4-youth. Keep up with our community events and see upcoming information about our show by following us at Next Step Domestic Violence Project on Facebook or on Instagram at Next Step DV Project Official.